John, what about safety issues in this trial? Of course, we're always concerned in adjuvant studies that some of these women would be cured even without treatment or with more conventional treatment like trastuzumab. What are some of the safety issues in the ALTO trial?
Well, in the ALTO trial, I think one of the safety issues that's got to be addressed is the fact that, trastuzumab will cause a few percent of women to develop congestive heart failure, and it's possible as well that lapatinib might augment that to a higher than baseline rate. At the end of the day, though, our experience with lapatinib has actually been quite positive when it comes to cardiotoxicity, and it's not clear to me that, in fact, we're going to run into problems with the combination. I think that the trial's being run in a clean fashion, and we're going to have very careful looks at cardiotoxicity in the ALTO trial as it goes on. So if there is an issue, it'll be discovered early.
What about side effects? And again, comparing trastuzumab to lapatinib.
Well, lapatinib is not quite as clean a drug as trastuzumab in the sense that it has more than one target in the body. Trastuzumab just targets HER2, but there is a protein on many of our body's tissues, which is known as HER1, or also the epidermal growth factor receptor. They're the same thing. And so whereas trastuzumab will target HER2, lapatinib will target HER1 and HER2. And it turns out that this HER1 protein is also seen on the mucosa of the gut, and it's also seen in our skin cells. And so women on lapatinib also can develop rashes, and they can get an acneiform rash, sort of like they can go back to puberty for a short time. And that's usually treatable. It's not usually a serious thing, but occasionally it's a problem and can lead to dose reduction of the drug or sometimes even having to stop it. Similarly, people on lapatinib also have a higher risk of getting diarrhea, usually not a major problem, usually low grade if it occurs, but it can be a hassle.